News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, Minister for Justice Charlie Flanagan has said the state will make every effort to bring Irish woman Lisa Smith, who has reportedly been detained in Syria, back to Ireland. Joining me to discuss this further is Michael Murphy, former Army Lieutenant Colonel and former Deputy Director of Military Intelligence. Michael, you're very welcome to the programme. Do you agree with the government's decision?
Well, I think the government has no other option. They failed before now to ensure that there was a law in place to make sure that anybody like this who went and travelled to an ISIS-controlled area would face the full law when they came back, in such things as a law that says that to travel to an ISIS-controlled area without a permit would automatically result in a 10-year sentence. They have no choice now but to bring this person back. And, of course, they're not going to be able to make sure that the security situation afterwards is up to the standard that it should be, because they don't have the security systems in place to ensure it.
So your issue is that we should have legislative change, is it? That essentially make it a criminal offence for someone to essentially go and join ISIS?
Correct. Many of us have been warning about this going back 4 years, very shortly after ISIS was set up, or ISIL at the time, and knowing that foreign people were travelling to that territory to join them and to get involved in their awful behaviour, that it was necessary to have something in place to make sure that people, if they went there, they'd know the consequences of travelling to them and giving support.
Is there no law that she might possibly have contravened at the moment?
As far as I know, no. They can bring her back. I can assure you that I would be very surprised that because if she, let's say anybody who went there, you need evidence, and we, as the minister himself admitted, the Minister for Justice, we don't have an intelligence service operating on the ground to be able to collect that intelligence. And then you need other people maybe to give evidence, and they aren't going to be available, because where are you going to get them? So therefore, this person will come back, as the rest will be able to come back. They will be probably detained by the guards for a short time, and will have to be released because the government failed to put anything in place to make sure that such a scenario couldn't occur.
In terms of then that onwards intelligence, say after she were to come back, you talk about surveillance. Are we really that bad at it? Does our history in this country not mean that we're actually quite good at surveillance?
Actually, we're not. And I'm afraid, I give you an example of a failure of surveillance in this country. A simple one, but it's the Regency Hotel. Before the Regency Hotel, we were told by the government and by the Gardaí that these groups were under surveillance. Yet, one group was at the Regency Hotel, another group turned up to kill them, and there wasn't a guard uniformed or plain clothes in sight. And as a result, we've had 19 people killed and of something like 50 million spent in overtime. That isn't the way to run an intelligence service.
The feud that was spawned from that, of course, has claimed a huge amount of lives. But the Gardaí have had, as well, an awful lot of success in tackling Ganland, in intercepting these people before other crimes are carried out.
And that is the point I'm making, is that we're dealing here with ordinary, what you might call, decent criminals. We are talking, on the other hand, about terrorism, espionage, industrial espionage, and we are just not... We're running national security, the national security and a subset security of the state, on what I consider the principle of BSF. Bluff, spin, and keep our fingers crossed and hope that nothing ever happens.
Is this something that the Gardaí then, or military intelligence, should be in charge of? Obviously, gangland, you're talking about the Gardaí, but say an incident like this where you've got someone with what is suspected links to, I suppose, what would have been called in the day, a proscribed organisation overseas.
But you see, that's where an intelligence agency comes in. We don't have a civilian intelligence agency. We have a police force, the only one in Europe, that actually is responsible for the intelligence system within the country. Every other one of them in Europe has a civilian intelligence agency. And part of that is you have to operate and do things that a police force would not normally be up to. And that's why, and we had a commission on the future policing recently, which, as I say, was very flawed and didn't even know the difference between national security and security of the state.
All right. On that note, Michael Murphy, who, as I said, is a former Army Lieutenant Colonel and former Deputy Director of Military Intelligence.